Not like every morning, because usually I'm up real early headed to work. And this morning, I did not set the alarm, and so I was not up real early. But when I did get up, let's see, what did I do? I got ready. Well, that's kind of right, because first off, I got up and took a shower and got the outside of my body all clean. And somewhere along there, made sure I had my clothes to wear that I was going to wear, and they were all nice and washed, and they were all nice and clean. And, I got something to eat. Yeah, after I got something to eat, I brushed my teeth, that's right. But I got something to eat, so that gave me some nourishment inside my body. And then I brushed my teeth, so there I am cleaning up kind of my inside again. And then I didn't pray. Oh, man. You on the mark. But then I did a little exercise. I got a need right down there for some exercise. So I did a little bit of that. And then I walked up here to the church. And so for the most part, again, some exercise. So I done cleaned up my outside. I got on some clean clothes. I nourished my inside. Got me a little exercise, so I should be good to go, right? I've taken care of everything I needed to take care of, so I'm clean on the outside, I'm clean on the inside, I got some exercise, what am I missing? As Carter said this morning, I did not pray, and that is one way for sure. Now, something else I didn't do this morning was, and as I was walking up here, it didn't dawn on me, but I had time to reflect on it and think about it, was that because I hadn't set my alarm clock, I missed something else this morning that I usually try to get to on Sunday. Do y'all know what that would be? Sunday school. I missed Sunday school this morning, which is something I like to come to very much. And so there again, and as Carter said and David mentioned, I didn't pray. So I didn't get into the book this morning. So even though I felt all nice and clean and refreshed and exercised and ready to go for the day, I forgot
the most important thing in the world.
Ooh, that's right, the most important thing. Now, you do have to do all those other things I did, though, for the most part, right? I mean, those are still important things. And so, yeah, you can take too many showers? What, so you get all dry like a prune and all that? Besides, yeah, you could start smelling bad, that's right. But sometimes we still accept people whether they smell bad or not, don't we? That doesn't matter. We don't want that to keep you from coming to church is because you haven't had a shower yet, right? Yeah, ooh, no, we won't do that. But so you're right. The one thing I didn't do is I did not take time to pray this morning. But what I was thinking about up here and what I was going to talk about was that if I'm cleaning up on my outside, and I'm cleaning up on my inside. What about right up here? What about up in my brain? Have I done anything to clean that up, to get all the sin out of there? All the thoughts that I may have? Is that right? And that cleanses you, doesn't it? That's called cleansing, and that's very true. Now, again, if I would get in this book more often, and Mr. King will tell you that this is your dictionary to life right here. If you want to live a good, clean, healthy life, all that good nutritional food and all them baths and everything you're doing, without getting the inside clean with the book, we still are not as clean as we could be, right?
Web.
Got it. How about that? So, like I say, the thing that I thought about this morning was that you always need to make sure and take time to read the scriptures, because the Lord says it's not what you put into your mouth that is bad, but maybe what comes out of it that is bad. And so by this book, again, as Mr. King had mentioned earlier, kind of like a dictionary as to how you should live. And I'll guarantee you, if you read and abide by the words in this book and practice them, That's the important part. You can't just read them and know what they mean and not follow through with them. You do. You do not know who Mr. King is. It's not the King. It's not the Elvis guy we had coming down the aisle here one day. And I wasn't talking about the King up there, but I was talking about Mr. King. You didn't even, that's Mr. Bubba, isn't it? That's not Mr. King to you, is that's Bubba. That's right. We're glad to have him around. That's right. So, and you had one question, I think. What? Breath?
Water.
Oh, we don't not go in there. Because we could get started on that and we could go on that for days. So we are not even going to go there. Well, okay, so my children's sermon this morning, as y'all have already picked up on, because I couldn't even get to it, and y'all are just too smart for me on all that one, is that no matter how clean we are on the inside and the outside, if we don't clean up our brains,
we're dirty.
We could be dirty, right? But we all know that the Lord knows we will sin, and that's why He came and died, right, to save us of our sins. That's right. But my point is, get in this book, read in it every day, and pray every day. That's right, every day, because that'll help us more than anything else. Thanks, everybody, for coming up. Thank you, David.